beautiful souls, welcome, welcome. This is Dhwani here, and I hope you are doing lovely today. So let's tune into Conscious Relationships. Today, I would like to share with you something about the blockages of the throat chakra. Now, before going to the blockages, let's understand certain aspects of the throat chakra. Okay, the throat chakra is the first of the spiritual chakras, being the center of our self-expression. To be open and aligned with your fifth or the throat or the Vishuddha chakra is to speak, listen and express yourself from a higher form of communication. Okay, let's understand the symbolic meaning of Vishuddha, or it's the symbol. The 16 lotus petals surrounding the fifth chakra symbol are often inscribed with Sanskrit letter, namely the vowels. Okay, so why vowels? Vowels, they represent the breathy, airy elements of words. A, E, I, O, U, right? Just like ether is the airy element of space. The inverted triangle of the throat chakra symbol is also symbolic of spiritual growth. The downward position is affiliated with the gathering of information, while the widening upward sides represent the blossoming knowledge leading to enlightenment. Okay, so now there are mainly two aspects: the power of mantras, and secondly, creativity. So let's understand first the power of mantras. The sacred sounds used in meditation and chanting called mantras, right? The word mantras comes from man, meaning mind, and try, which means protection or instrument. Thus, a mantra is a tool for protecting our minds from the traps of non-productive cycles of thought and action. Mantras serve as focusing devices for making the mind one-pointed and calm. A mantra is designed to awaken the mind from its habitual sleep or ignorance. Using an affirmation that we repeat to ourselves every day, such as "I am love," the rhythm of the repetition helps to infuse that meaning into our consciousness. So, invest energy into what you want and not what you don't want, right? So, what you speak to yourself is very important. We are co-creators. We have creating powers. along with the universe, and using this our ability as manifestors, we can write and speak into existence what exactly we desire. The universe has enough and is always ready to deliver that to us. But we should be ready to receive it. We should be brave enough to ask for it, to speak it, right? The second aspect is the creativity. Communication is a creative process. May it be by speaking, by writing, by any other kind of expression like art, music, dance, you know, pottery, anything at all. The more skilled we are at this art, the more creative the process becomes, right? While creativity is often associated with the second chakra, that is a sacral chakra, where we birth our creations, where we create life. Creativity is also a form of expression where it resonates deeply with the fifth chakra, our throat chakra. Creativity is characterized by the ability to perceive the world in new ways, to find hidden patterns, to make connections between seemingly unrelated phenomena, and to generate solutions. And the process of creation is a process of inner discovery. We become channels for spiritual information, learning a language more universal than human tongues. Creativity releases our inner power in this way. Now, Mercury planet is the ruler of the fifth chakra and is also known as the messenger planet. It speaks in terms of logic and reasoning. Mercury represents how we think and how we communicate our thoughts and emotions. So it's no surprise that Mercury rules professions dealing with writing, teaching, speaking, books, publications, documents, papers, blah, blah, blah. We had a Mercury retrograde sometime back. So during a Mercury retrograde, communications tend to get fouled up and travel plans are also disrupted. So that is a perfect time to communicate by listening than speaking. Listening to your own self, listening to others, but in a productive way. Self-reflection, self-introspection, going within, focus on resonating with others, slowing down life and seeing things from a new perspective. Now let's jump onto the blockages of the throat chakra. How would you know that your throat chakra is blocked? Ask yourself, do I find it difficult to express my thoughts or feelings? Do I find it hard to resonate with the world around me? Do I have a fear of speaking? Do I struggle at listening to others? Do I get caught up in gossips? Do I whine and complain a lot? Do I struggle with thyroid, metabolism, or glucose issues? Do I feel out of sync with my life? Did my family have a hard time communicating to each other? Growing up, did I feel excessively criticized? Did I struggle with inspiration or feel blocked in my creativity? If you answered yes to more than one, your fifth chakra may be imbalanced. Absorb what is useful, discard what is not. Add what is uniquely your own, as said by Bruce Lee. Now, when your throat chakra is blocked, you're blocked by lies. A clear sign that your throat chakra is blocked is a closed in feeling of inauthenticity and dishonesty, coupled with the claustrophobic feelings of insecurity and anxiousness. Many people experienced closed throat chakras. That's because the majority of us live in unhealthy, hyper-real cultures filled with deception and lies. So as a result, we are often lying to ourselves without even realizing it. And we are unable to be honest with ourselves or genuine with others. We find it difficult to be impeccable with our word, and so we experience poor communication with ourselves, with others, and with the greater cosmos. The truth seems elusive and sometimes even unreachable. So we shut down and become codependent agents, just going through the motions of an anxiety-riddled life, you know. Like, for example, when we are in a low-frequency vibration, not resonating with the truth within us, we try to discard our emotions by depending on exterior entities. Like, sometimes when people are sad, they eat a lot, or they smoke, or they drink alcohol, or in extreme cases, some even fall into sexorcism, meaning they have sex with multiple partners to forget the earlier one. Or they watch porn, or simple acts like, you know, when we feel pain, we want to cry, but we think it's a bad thing or a weak thing to cry. So then we try to divert ourselves, assuming that we should always be in a happy mood by watching a movie or going out and partying with friends. We don't tend to sit still with our emotions, low or high, and actually allow them to pass through us, to give ourselves some time and some space. Not judge ourselves for feeling that way. And like this, we are blocking our communication with our own heart. We are creating blockages. If you're experiencing certain conditions like social anxiety, shyness, inability to express yourself, excessive inhibition, dishonesty, miscommunication in relationships, like you want to say something else but you say something else, actually you mean something else but you say something else. And then there's neck pain, throat problems. These are all symbolic that your throat chakra can be imbalanced or blocked. Now, how to transform this throat chakra? So the fifth body is the spiritual body associated with the fifth chakra, right? Each chakra is associated with each body. The Vishuddhi or the Vishuddha chakra is connected to the spiritual body. The first four bodies and their chakras were split into two. They had a sense of duality. That is, the feminine and the masculine, the yin and the yang, the dark and the light, the true and the false. There is duality. There's always two sides of the coin. The duality ends with the fifth body. As I have mentioned before, in my episode of the seven subtle bodies and the difference between men and women, you can visit those episodes if you want. The difference between male and female, or the masculine, the feminine energies, lasts until the fourth body. After that, it ends. If you observe very closely, all duality belongs to the male and the female, or the masculine and the feminine, or the yang and the yin, where the distance between male and female is no more. When they merge into one, at that very point, all duality ceases. The fifth body is non-dual. It does not have two possibilities, like we had two possibilities in the transformation of the earlier four chakras, right? This has only one possibility. This is why there is not much effort for the meditator to make, because here there's nothing contrary to develop. Here one has only to enter. If we have learned how to balance and rebalance or unblock our first four chakras, then most of our work is done. By the time we reach the fourth body, we develop so much capability and strength that it is very easy to enter the fifth body or to balance our throat chakra. In that case, how can we tell the difference between a person who has entered the fifth body and one who has not? The difference will be that he who has entered the fifth body is completely rid of all unconsciousness. He will not actually sleep at night. That is, he sleeps, but his body alone sleeps. Physical body sleeps. Someone within is forever awake. Our spirit, our flame is awakened. If he turns in sleep, he knows it. If he does not, he knows it. If he has covered himself with a blanket, he knows it. If he has not, then also he knows it. He's cautious. He's cautious of what he's doing in every moment in time. He's present. He is in the now. His awareness does not slacken in sleep. He's awake all the 24 hours. And for the one who has not entered the fifth body, his state is just the opposite. In sleep, he's asleep, and in the waking hours also, one layer of him will be asleep, that is his consciousness. So sleep is the innate condition before the beginning of the spiritual plane. Now, man is a somnambulist, meaning it's a condition in which a person walks around while they are sleeping. So he's a somnambulist before he enters a fifth body. And there the quality is wakefulness. Therefore, after the growth of the fourth body, we can call the individual a Buddha, meaning an awakened one. Now, such a man is awake. Buddha is not the name of Gautam Siddharth, but a name given him after his attainment of the fifth plane. Gautama, the Buddha, means Gautam who has awakened. His name remained Gautam, but that was the name of the sleeping person, so gradually it dropped and only Buddha remained. So this difference comes with the attainment of the fifth body. Before we enter into it, whatever we do is an unconscious action which cannot be trusted. One moment a man vows to love and cherish his loved one the whole life, and the next moment he's quite capable of strangling her. I'm just giving an example. So the alliance which he promised for a lifetime does not last long. This person is now not to be blamed or judged. It's a process, right? What is the value of promises given in sleep, right? Given when the man is not awakened within his soul. In a dream, I may promise this is a lifelong relationship. What value is this promise? In the morning, I'll deny it because it was only a dream for me. So a sleeping man or an unawakened man cannot be trusted, you know. This world of ours is entirely a world of sleeping people. Hence, so much confusion, so many conflicts, so many quarrels, so much chaos. At one time this, at the next moment that. It is all the making of sleeping men. We say one thing on one day, another thing on another day. There is another important difference between a sleeping man and an awakened man, which we should bear in mind. A sleeping man does not know who he is. So he is always striving to show others that he's this or he's that. You know, this is his lifelong endeavor. He tries in a thousand ways to prove himself. Sometimes he climbs the ladder of politics and declares, I'm so and so. Sometimes he builds a house and displays his wealth, or he climbs a mountain and displays his strength. So he tries in all ways to prove himself, and I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. In all these efforts, he's in fact unknowingly trying to find out for himself who he is. He knows not who he is. And there is nothing wrong in it. It's a process of discovering ourselves. And for everyone, the time frame can be different, so no one is to be judged. So before crossing the fourth plane, we cannot find the answer. The fifth body is called the spiritual body because there you get the answer to the quest for who am I. The call of the I stops once and for all in this plane. The claim to be someone special vanishes immediately. If you say to such a person, you are so and so, he will laugh. All claims from his side will now stop because now he knows. There is no longer any need to prove himself because who he is already now a proven fact. We are all part of the source energy. We are all one. We mirror each other in some or the other way. And we ultimately are going to go back there when this incarnation ceases, right? We have arose from the dust and we are going to become dust one day again. The conflicts and problems of the individual end on the fifth plane. But this plane has its own hazards. You have come to know yourself. And this knowing is so blissful and fulfilling that you may want to terminate your journey here. You may not feel like continuing on. Your desires, your dreams, your ambitions may not be of such importance to you anymore because competition ceases here. From where does the competition arises? From the desire to prove yourself, right? To know yourself. So the hazards that were up to now were all of pain and agony because they were attached in some way to the fulfillment or unfulfillment of our desires and dreams. Now the hazards that begin are of bliss. The fifth plane is so blissful that you will not have the heart to leave it and proceed further. Therefore, the individual who enters this plane has to be very alert about clinging to bliss so that it does not hinder him from going further. Okay, but one very important thing, it's a conscious choice to be made. Here, bliss is supreme and at the peak of its glory. It is in its profoundest depths. A great transformation comes about within one who has known himself. But this is not all. There is further to go also. Well, that was all for now. So stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. And please share this episode so that more and more people can benefit. And click the subscribe button and especially the bell icon for my YouTube viewers so that you get notified every time I upload a new episode. and you're more than welcome to join our Facebook group, Conscious Relationships, or follow me on Instagram, conscious.relationships. The link is in the description box below or in the About section. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening and have a good time. Bye-bye.